Well, in 2 weeks, we're going to know exactly how everything worked out in the draft, of course, and all of these pre-draft prognostications, as we say, throwing it against the wall, will be moot. Dave Spadaro joined by one of the best at doing just that, Adam Kaplan.
I agree.
How you doing, buddy?
Thank you.
So we kind of made this vow that we would ask you every week
sure.
who the Eagles will take with their first-round draft pick.
Now, I'm going to give you four players, okay? If you look at the positional needs of the Eagles on both sides of the football, I think it's very simple. Defensive end, they're going to play three-man front. Remember, they tried to sign Ricky Jean-Francois.
Yes, indeed.
The Colts overpaid for him and got him. I think offensive line, as you've been saying for 3 months, and I agree with you, I think they'd like to move Todd Herriman's inside to guard, which he's played before, and get a right tackle who possibly could play left tackle down the road. I think that would be another one. I think a guy like Eric Fisher, who I believe will be there at four, for the Eagles to take a look at. I think more pass rushers, the more that you have that play this particular front that they're going to play, I think they've got to look at an outside linebacker like Deion Jordan. And then I think you kind of come back to some wild cards, okay? But I think it's going to be, again, I think it's going to be an offensive lineman. I think it's going to be defensive end or an outside linebacker. I think those are the three positions.
It seems that it's very fluid, and Howie Roseman met the media earlier today and spoke about just how fluid it is, and we all know that Howie likes to wheel and deal on draft weekend. That number four pick, Adam, is it a desirable pick?
It's a good pick to have if you want to make a pick, okay? But to be able to trade down, this is not the major blue chip draft, okay? This is not, you know, RG Thrade and Andrew Luck. However, at four, you're going to get a starter for the next 7 to 10 years, okay? And there are four players I think that the Eagles will look at, and you plug these guys in day one.
Well, so you've named three. You've named defensive line, you've named offensive line, you've named outside linebacker. Is there, for example, a cornerback or a safety that the Eagles would
not that early down? In round one, Dave.
Okay. Now,
later on.
How much different value is there, Adam, if the Eagles go from four to, say, 11? Quality of player a lot different?
It is, but you'll still get a good, solid starter there, but not the level of player of, say, a Deion Jordan or an Eric Fisher. Or Star Lotulelei, someone like that. Or a Sharif Flood from Philadelphia, played for University of Florida. All of those guys would play significantly in year one and be started for the next 7 to 10 years.
Who's rising right now the buzz you hear around the NFL?
Are we talking about early or just guys
just in general?
Let me give you one. DJ Hayden is a corner out of Houston. He had a significant chest injury. He almost died on the field. I mean, he awful deal, but he's recovered nicely. He's been given clear medicals. By just about every team that I've talked to. So it looks good for him. He could go late first round, okay? Well, the Eagles are picking early in the second round. Who says the Eagles won't be looking for a corner in round two?
Adam, do you believe the Eagles will be looking for a quarterback at some point in this draft?
Round two, guys like Ryan Nassib from Syracuse, local product out of Malvern Prep. But I think he could go late round one, okay? I think teams may trade up from the early second round to late round one. I think E.J. Manuel, I think, would fit very well into what Chip Kelly wants to do. He's got the size. Very smart kid. Will graduate early from Florida State. He's got a big arm. I think he's a guy in round two the Eagles would look at.
All right, last one, Adam. At number four, should the Eagles stay there, who's the pick on April 15th?
In my first mock draft, which you can see at the sidelineview.com, I've got Deion Jordan, okay? Outside linebacker. The Eagles have one guy who's played that position right now, of course. Connor Barron, who came over from the Houston Texans. So I think Deion Jordan would be the guy if all four of the guys that I think they're looking at would be there. I think Deion Jordan would be the pick.
It's a guessing game, and nobody does it better than Adam Kaplan. We thank you for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.